Friday, police cordoned off Benazir Bhutto's residence, the former Prime Minister under house arrest.
We are trying to save Pakistan.
Her supporters were arrested protesting the emergency rule declared by President Pervez Musharraf. Former Ambassador Carl Inderfert calls this moment in Pakistan's history the tipping point to or away from democracy. He says he hopes President Musharraf will keep his word and tip the country toward democratic rule.
Indeed, he said to me the first time I met him in January of 2000, he had taken power in October of 1999. I traveled to Islamabad, and when I said that when would he restore democracy, he said, "We have not had democracy in this country." He said, "It has been a sham democracy." He said, "My intent is to move toward establishing a true democracy, a real democracy."
Pro-Taliban extremists operating in the tribal areas, Musharraf says, want to create a theocratic state. Inderfert agrees, but says, by declaring an emergency, the general is punishing moderates and going against his stated goal of a moderate Pakistan.
If that is his aim and objective, to risk alienating those forces within Pakistani society that also support those founding principles of Pakistan, I don't understand why they would then be hauled off to jail, the Constitution suspended, elections postponed. Whatever these things are, they are not helpful for bringing the forces of moderation together. It's only dividing those.
In the past, President Bush has been one of Musharraf's strong supporters. This week, Mr. Bush urged the general to hold elections as soon as possible and resign as military chief. But Inderfert says Washington has limited ability to pressure General Musharraf.
The United States does not have great leverage here. The United States should not try to meddle in Pakistan's internal affairs, but the United States should be seen as standing for these forces of moderation and seen as standing for a movement toward democratic rule.
Pakistan's two important neighbors, India and Afghanistan, have repeatedly said that a stable and prosperous Pakistan is in their own interest. Inderfert says the other countries of the region are also watching the situation very carefully.
Bangladesh, of course, is now having military involvement in the caretaker regime because of its domestic problems. Sri Lanka, of course, has seen a resumption of the civil war between the government and the LTTE. So what happens in Pakistan can either lend to further instability in the region or, conversely and more constructively, toward a movement toward democracy.
The former Assistant Secretary of State says he hopes at this crucial moment in history, Musharraf will follow the will of the people. Ravi Khanna, VOA News.